Praise the Lord again, live stream listeners. We're back for part two. Come on and put your hands together. Thank you, Lord. As we go into this, it's a couple of questions. I'm at the place to really believe. Takes a while. We say it all the time, and it's written, but I don't know if our conscience serves us. The body without the spirit. You believe that? You believe that? Let me ask you a few questions. When you were talking to me tonight, was I talking to you?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
She said yes. When you were talking to me, was I talking to you?
Yeah.
When you were reading, were you reading? Was I talking? Were you talking tonight? Did you talk? Huh?
Yes, sir.
You did.
Oh. Okay.
Did you talk?
Yeah.
She said she did you talk? She said she did. Sister Teresa, did you talk tonight? That was you? Huh? did you talk tonight?
Yes, I did.
That was you I heard.
Mm-hmm.
You sure that was you?
Yeah.
Oh. I'm enjoying these moments. Now, you all got to love my class. Tell somebody, we got to love this class. It's going to save our soul. Come on, tell somebody this. We got to love this class.
We got to love this class.
It's going to save our soul.
It's going to save our soul.
That's non-personal. I ask you for a reason you probably not even thinking. Because I think you talk a lot and don't know it's you talking. That's you. That's you that get angry. That's you that get an attitude. That's you. That's you. That's you. That's you. That's you that got flaws. That's you that love today. That's you that got a problem tomorrow. That's you that want to quit. That's you that want to go. Don't want to end doing nothing. That's you. Have I measured you? Do you see you? Where your body is just a vessel that you use to express you. But if you use your body to express you, I might not see you. I might see the expression. Did you catch that? Did you catch that? Come on, did you hear that? If you, spirit, express through your body, I may not see you. I may see your body, the expression. Is that true? Does everybody agree now? You got to say, is it? Now, if her spirit did not express, if her spirit did not speak, her body could not express her, could it? Sure. Well, maybe sometimes something else talks out of us. Is that us? Is that us? Is that us? Is that us? When something else talking out of us, is that us?
What does something
She said, what does something else sounds like? How many is in the house? Well, if it ain't one, it must be. Now, what does the other or something else sounds like? Go ahead. Hold up. Hold up.
The reason I said that, because I could be talking from the other end of that tree, and it's still me. If I'm speaking from the Lord's posture, that's why I was asking you, what does the other sound like? Because the other could be from the tree, but it sounds like God, but it's not God.
That's true. But whose spirit has to express that?
You lose me on these spirits most of the time when I'm talking to you with these spirits. Because I'm trying to understand the spirit move. The unclean spirit. I want to understand the unclean spirit versus the quickened spirit. And when you talks about the spirit, it kind of, I haven't quite got that gel yet.
That's Elder Regina's spirit talking to me. That's her spirit talking to me. She's expressing all the knowledge she's gathered, and she's trying to put it together, and she's telling me, but that's her spirit talking to me.
Is that the God spirit?
I love this class. I can't. I love this class. Now, for the first time, you're able to understand. Anyone that walks in the gifts of casting out devils, you shall see shortly. I promise you, you will see shortly. You must be conscious of nothing but spirits, not objects nor bodies. Because you set the land free when you deliver it of a spirit, an oppressor. When a spirit of oppression hits you, your members get oppressed. You get mentally oppressed. You get emotionally. Your headaches. The oppressor is doing that to you because he's on your land. And he shouldn't be on your land. He's a trespasser. But if the world tell me this is normal, you know how we say a lot of things are normal. Because the world gave us the standard. We came to church so we won't lose the standard, but hold fast to the standard. But by the time the world finished with us, we end up with the standard of the world. So therefore, we yield to it and say, oh, that's normal. Go get some aspirins. Go get some whatever all those things are to help you with oppression, depression. But they're spirits. Land on your earth. And then there are those that make briars grow out of you. Thorns. That means you are. You speak. You don't know how to speak gentle or to speak to anyone. You got thorns coming out of you because every time you speak, you poking somebody. Your earth is full of thorns and briars. Which means that you are still walking in the curse and has denied the work of the Lord Jesus Christ by faith. And the reason you deny it by faith is because you have not heard. You have to possess the vessel. But if my spirit is unclean, I cannot possess the vessel. If my spirit is unclean, my spirit cannot be unclean. That's why I have to preach to you that you are virgins in the Lord. Cleanse yourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit. Paul says, I'm jealous of you with a godly jealousy, for I have espoused you to one husband, that you might be a chaste virgin unto the Lord. The Lord is not. He is that spirit. The Lord is that spirit. The Lord is that spirit. And where the spirit of the Lord is, there is. Now the spirit of the Lord should be in your spirit. For he that is joined to the Lord is. That's marriage. Who is your spirit married to? Who is your spirit married to? Because whom? Now, after your spirit is joined, then you're going to see where your members are going. And can you sanctify the vessel? The problem with us is we want to sanctify the vessel with an unclean spirit. Is that going to happen? That ain't going to happen. I want you conscious of your spirit. You need to know when you are talking out of you. And if you agree with evil, just know you evil. Because if you join yourself to it, what are you? Come on, what are you? So anything you join yourself to, what are you? Which means that there's something in us that has not been thoroughly purged out. So he said, purge out the old that you might be a new lump for Christ. Our Passover is sacrificed for us. Now I'm ministering to you in the spirit realm where devils can flee. If you want to know where I am, and if you want to know what's going to be going on for a season. Yeah, that's where they'll praise. Yeah. We good? That's good. Come on, Minister Asia, you had a question. Come on. During the break time, give him a question now. She's got a mic behind you. Listen to this. I wouldn't answer it during the break. I told her I want everybody to hear this. Because I didn't answer it. It was only presented.
Going back to what you said earlier, you had asked... why do people of the world say, I'm sorry? And I was just wondering, is it because they don't have a conscience to repent?
That is true. They don't have a conscience to repent. The real reason that they say, I'm sorry, because I'm sorry means I'll do it again. Me somebody in the world that said I'm sorry and didn't do it again. How many times have people told you I'm sorry and did it again? They rather say I'm sorry than to say repent. Now the Holy Ghost is revealing the spirit of the matter, because they want to deny the work of Jesus Christ. To repent, you have to acknowledge the work of Jesus Christ. To say I'm sorry, you don't have to acknowledge his work. And we get comfortable saying things and don't know what spirit is in us. What spirit are we of? We say things and don't know what spirit we're of. And even though I've taught you, you are said separated from what I've taught you. And you are said as though you've never been taught. Now that makes me weep when I know I've taught you and you're still saying that makes me weep. Jesus is constantly correcting them. They want to call fire down from heaven. What does he tell them? You don't know what spirit you are. Do you know how many spirits came in our spirit when we came into this world? Do you have any idea how many spirits made us up? Born in sin, shaped in iniquity. And out of that one tree, can you imagine how many branches, how many lineages that that one tree has produced since the day he came out of that garden? Who would have thought believers would be this carnal? Not in my lifetime. I would have never thought the church would have gotten this carnal. Never. Never. But it comes because the truth, the gospel, hasn't been taught. And we don't know it's for your soul. I want you conscious of your soul, so you'll look at something before you do it, because you know the damage it's going to do to your soul. Your soul supplies you. Job's soul healed him of his sores. Your soul will give you health. It's your soul that does that. The rich man wanted to do it another way, which means he wanted to resist the work of Jesus Christ in the earth. There are those that want to resist the work of Jesus and do not want to do it his way. That means you are rebellious and you're stubborn and you're stiff-necked and you're uncircumcised and you want to do it your way. And the truth is, see if you walk into it. This is what I call grounded. When I talk to you like this, you're grounded and you know I'm standing on the ground. And you feel it, don't you? You know why? I'm touching your ground. That's why you feel it. If I stayed in that mystical arena, you wouldn't feel nothing. But when I step down and put one foot in the water and one on the land, I'm touching the earth with the word of the Lord, so that it won't produce no more briars and thorns and thistles, that we can walk in peace and in health and prosperity and know the source of our prosperity. Lord Jesus, we need to know the source of our health. The source of our health is in the word of God. And when we walk in that redemptive state and know that Jesus Christ is in us, don't you know we have all of this by faith? I gotta see mortality put on immortality. No. I gotta see this corruptible seed die and be born of an incorruptible seed that liveth and abideth forever. I gotta see it. I gotta have it. When I was a child, I spoke like one. I acted like one. But 70 has made me a man. I see different now. Everything looks different to me now. And my instructions to you is, be lawful when you're young. Be lawful. Because or else you'll create iniquity that you ain't gonna be able to deal with. Be lawful when you're young. Don't give yourself to the perverseness of the world. Be lawful. Because a day will come when you're not going to want it anymore. And then can you find the faith to come out of it? Because that's the question. It ain't that the faith going to go anywhere. Faith will be there. Faith is never going anywhere. It will always be there. The question is, Esau couldn't find it. Because your flesh can hit a state of lust that it is impossible for you to find faith. Now that's the truth. So, with that being said, they do not want to acknowledge the Lord. And I see the subtlety. I'm sorry. Okay. That's your way of saying, I refuse to repent. I'd rather say I'm sorry because I just might do it again. I know now you don't have any faith. Well, what if I do it again? Did you find faith, or is that your flesh trying to repent? Do you know when you repent, you know it's gone? Does anybody know besides me what I'm talking about? Have you ever seen a spirit actually leave you? Come on, church. Because I've actually seen them leave me. So I didn't sit up and imagine it and try to think it was gone. My conscience served me well, and I knew it was gone. Out of me. He don't want you imagining this stuff. Faith is the... Well, you got to have substance of these spirits going out of you. The substance of these spirits got to go out of you. And how is it going to happen? Everything going to be how? And what's going to come by hearing? And faith going to go to work in you. And who's writing? Who's writing the laws in you? Well, what you doing? You're supposed to be walking out what he writing. Is he writing this stuff in us or not? Or we got to write it? Which one? You sure? Have you seen where he wrote it in you? Or you see something he ain't wrote? Which one do you see? Now let me help you. He's not going to write in your flesh. Why is he not going to write his word in your flesh? Why? Can I hear you? The live stream listeners want to hear you. The live stream listeners want to hear you. I know you're talking like that, but somebody got to have a mic that can hear them.
It's grass.
Oh, you sound so sad. You sound like you don't want it to be grass. Now, you can say it again.
It's grass.
Oh, put your hands together and praise God. Come on. Bless him, Lord. He's young. His body isn't even old enough to know anything. Let not these wild, loose spirits, lawless in this world, take his body and create it for their purpose. Preserve him in your house. Sanctifying by my word in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Does that make sense? Yes.
So if I know that I have said sorry in the world and I recognize it, isn't in that moment do I repent? Or at that moment, if I know that I have said sorry,
if you have said that, okay, if you know you've said it,
and
it,
yeah,
and after the night you kind of looking at sometimes you said it,
yeah.
Okay, we pricked your conscience.
Because I know I have said it.
Okay.
When I was in the world, I've said it.
Exactly.
And I recognize that.
Okay, good.
So do I, at that moment, repent at that moment?
What moment?
Once it's recognized that I know that I have said sorry when I was in the world.
Okay.
When I was in that, wherever I, you know, because I know I've said it.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now, let's see if we can get a full repentance. Okay, one for the world. Let's see if I can get a full. Have you said it since you had the Holy Ghost?
I have.
Okay, let's include that in there too, because the Lord don't want to keep coming back. So include that in there too. Now your conscience has been pricked. This is how you have to do. To sow out something, because I've been taught in the umbrella. Lord, I've said it with the Holy Ghost, I'm sorry. And I said it without the Holy Ghost, I'm sorry. I know now that the reason I said it is because I didn't want to believe in your repentance. Now I'm preaching to the Lord now. I got his attention. Because he's not going to resist his word, is he? See, you all want to give him the letter. I'm going to tell you how to give him the spirit. I know why I did it, Lord. I didn't want to be responsible. Because if I say I'm sorry, it's different than saying I'm repenting. Because if I say I repent, I can't do it no more. So I don't want to say that. Because I don't know if I altogether want to. See, by the time I finish writing this, Lord, this letter, when I finish writing the Lord this letter, ain't nothing going to be left in me that ain't repenting. So I ain't going to give him a half letter now. I'm going to get raw with him. Because he already knows. He already knows. I ain't trying to make it pretty. Because if it's grass, it can't be pretty because it's going to fade. And if it's a flower, it can't be pretty because it's going to wither. I'm just going to tell him until it's gone. Just talking to him. And like Pastor Deborah, she said, I fell on my knees and the Holy Ghost. She said, what do I do now? I ain't nothing to do now but walk. It's gone. It's gone. It ain't there. It's there because we don't want to do it the way he said do it. Don't build an altar of repentance other than the way the Lord said do it. Is that making sense to you? So connect it all.
So
talk about it.
So you're saying that I should? Is that what you're saying? I'm just trying to make sure I understand. Because I guess I'm going back to what you was talking about previously, about when we get to a place where we can go back, we look at what we've done, where we're in a different place now, we can go back and repent. I guess that's what I'm trying
to say. Of course. If tonight you see the light, you're not going to skip over the last 4 years and go back to the fifth year, to the tenth year. Repentance don't skip. Whatever point in your life the light shines, you are able to see everything from that point straight back all the way to the root of it. So it ain't no time, because your conscience is never going to let you see something in time. That's how you know it's the Lord. When the Lord reveals it to you, it's always by the Spirit. So time is not going to tell you that. Your conscience will serve you and make you see all the way back. And then you see it, and then you can repent of it all, just like that. And then for the first time, I'm going to tell you something. Y'all listen closer now. Listen close now. For the first time, you're going to love more than you have ever loved, because for the first time you see how messed up you are. The reason we can't love, because we don't believe we messed up. If you ever knew how messed up you were, you wouldn't have a problem loving anybody. If you ever knew how short you came, you would look at everybody else and see yourself. The reason we aren't merciful, because when we look at somebody else, we see somebody else. He said, consider who? How is it you don't do that when you look at somebody else? Consider who? Because if you don't consider you, you ain't going to know how to deal with nobody else, because you won't look at who. That's what made me love like I do. I don't look at nobody without looking through me first. I always see me first. And here's the key. He that is forgiven much Now you know why I can love as much as I do. Because I know how much I've been forgiven. So anyone that has not been forgiven much cannot. Isn't that beautiful? I'm going to tell you, if he show you how messed up you are and you hear it, you're going to be one merciful creature. You're going to be patient. You're going to be merciful. Because you're always going to see who. People that are hard, stubborn, pull out Moses and can't walk none of him, ain't never seen who? Themselves. And they don't know how much forgiveness they need. When you know how much you've been forgiven, it's impossible for you not to love the way Jesus loves. And the reason you can't, you just don't know how much you've been forgiven. Okay, there's a few spirits floating around in the air right about now. I think I drew a few attentions. I ain't gonna be able to say nothing to nobody. Anything anybody do to me, I just have to take it. I don't get to say nothing. I didn't know vengeance was ever put in your hands. You know why the Lord took it out of your hands? I tell you a secret. He took it out of your hand because you'll judge everybody else and won't judge yourself the same way. So he took it out of your hands. You ought to praise him for that one. Let the church, come on, Pastor Pickering, say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken. Let the church say amen. Thank you.